The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Separation, divorce, and business partners. What to know? This audio recording explores what to know about the impacts of a separation or divorce when business partners are also in the mix. This includes circumstances where one or both parties to the relationship have an interest in a business. We will also cover separation and divorce and how it can affect third-party business partners or shareholders. People who own businesses and are impacted by divorce typically fall into two categories. There are businesses owned by one or both of the parties to the de facto relationship or marriage, with no third parties involved. Or in other cases, the business might be owned by one or both of the parties to the relationship, but they also have third parties, often extended family, as partners or fellow directors in the business. We will take a look at the impact of a de facto separation and divorce on these two very different business situations and explore what can happen if you own a business and if any of the owners were to go through a separation or divorce. We also explore some options to minimize the impact of the separation on the business. Separating when a business is owned by one or both people. The impact of a separation and divorce on these types of businesses often comes down to whether one or both people are operating the business. If both parties are involved in the day-to-day running of the business, then they have a greater understanding of how the business is trading. However, it isn't uncommon for one party to not be involved in the hands-on operation of the business, and that party needing to rely on the other to keep them informed. In these instances, it is common for there to be doubts about whether the person operating the business is being truthful about the financial status of the business. Information such as what the business is worth and whether it is a saleable business may not be immediately available to the person not directly involved. People can often have very inflated opinions of what a business is worth. Whilst it is not typically the case that a business will have to be sold, its true and accurate market value will need to be ascertained to finalise a property settlement. This is also important in determining whether one party can afford to retain it. A simple approach to initially consider whether a business has any saleable value often comes down to whether or not the business is more than just a one-man band or is heavily dependent on one or both people. If you have employees who run the business in your absence without your input, then it is probably a saleable business. Whereas if it is just one person working and there are no other employees, it is far less likely that the business will be saleable. This is where arguments arise because both sides often have very different ideas about what the business may be worth. They also differ in opinion about whether it could be sold as a going concern without their involvement. This is when it is essential to involve an independent third party to assess the business. Typically, this is an accountant who has specific expertise in valuation of businesses for family law purposes. This will ensure that all parties have a good understanding of the true value. The issue about accountability and accuracy of financial records and disclosure is common. There are certain industries where cash transactions may occur that might not make the books. For example, there may be one set of books for the tax man and one set of books which include cash sales. However, this is becoming less common in today's cashless society. Businesses with third parties. It is not uncommon that a de facto couple or married couple are in partnership or corporate entity with siblings, parents, or unrelated parties. Often there are partnership agreements or shareholder agreements that prescribe how people can buy in or out of the business. Let's use an example of three partners in a business partnership to illustrate. Partner A decides to leave. However, the shareholder agreement states they cannot sell their interest in the business to anyone external without first offering it to partner B and C. If partner B and C do not want to buy that share, then if partner A wants to sell it to somebody else, both partner B and C would have to approve of it. Otherwise, the sale will not be able to proceed. So when a court is placing a value on partner A's interest in the business, the court would look at the shareholder partnership agreement because there may be a formula in those documents that calculates the value that is placed upon a share in the business. The agreement might also prescribe a time frame for payment. So let's say partner A offers the shares to partners B and C, and the agreement prescribes that it is valued at the average of 3 years' trading figures divided by three. It may then prescribe that partner A can only expect to be paid in installments over a defined period. It might be that partner A's interest is worth $120,000, but partner A can only get that value out by partner B and C paying him $40,000 a year for 3 years. The complication here is that $120,000 in your hand today is not worth the same as $120,000 payable to you over 3 years without interest. As part of the financial disclosure process required for a property settlement, the third parties to the divorce, the remaining partners, can be subject to providing all of their financial data for the business to a firm of forensic accountants. The forensic accountants will go through everything for the duration of the settlement process to put a value on partner A's interest in the business. The level of disruption to the business is immense. It can put a hold on any plans for the remaining partner's personal financial decisions and for the business. So it is not just about the costs of your de facto separation or divorce. It is also about the hidden costs of your separation or divorce to your other partners. That is, being aware of what is likely to affect everyone involved in the business, as well as the potential strain this can place on your relationship with them. Separation, divorce, and business partners. What else do you need to know? In our experience working with business owners, we have seen circumstances where shareholders have been expelled or their entitlements reduced as a result of court orders made if their former partner starts proceedings in the family court. If you are a partner or shareholder in a trading business, you should consult your commercial lawyer to look at getting a comprehensive partnership agreement or shareholder agreement in place. It can be a helpful tool for minimizing the impact of a separation of a business partner, the other partners, and the business itself. The reason for this significant action is because of the awareness that financial settlements can take years to finalize and that this can take a huge toll on the partner going through the separation and divorce process. Sometimes this transpires because of their reduced degree of application to their role in the business. However, in these circumstances, they still get paid their share of the profits, which may not be fair to the remaining partners who would need to carry the additional workload. There is no doubt that separation, divorce, and business partnerships add additional complications to a property settlement. To realize the best outcomes, your first step should include speaking to a specialist family lawyer early. Get started on the process of understanding what any of your business agreements specify and how that will impact on your separation or divorce.